Hello.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the, what is this podcast called again?
Village Idiots.
Village
with
Idiots.
With a Z.
We settled on that with name. A Z. Didn't we settle on that name?
Yeah. That's
yes. And why does it have a Z in it again?
Couldn't tell you.
Oh, there's a guy here. Guy, maybe girl.
It's
I don't
a
know.
Secret.
A man.
a man here with a Z.
Oh, your name starts with a Z.
It's Zoe, yeah.
Zoe.
Yeah.
But that's a coincidence.
It is, yeah. It was not pre-planned at all.
Not right. part of I'm that not, at all.
I'm not subtly insinuating that this is my podcast.
No, I don't think that's a subtle insinuation at
Conspiracy
all.
Conspiracy theory.
How is everybody? Oh, let's go around the room first. I'm Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Hi, how are you?
Is your name Hi?
And who are you again?
Zoe.
With a Z.
With a Z.
Hi, yes. I'm Abby with a Z.
Abby with a Z.
That's Abby with a Z.
Anywhere you want.
Not wearing your shirt that you wore last time with the only concert band,
Set
town.
Set it off.
That was a good one. I really liked that one. And yeah. I really liked the one where we talked about Zoe.
Yeah.
Ruining everything in her life and other people's lives.
Yeah.
Talking about ruining lives. Christmas ruins lives. Am I right or am I right?
You are so right.
Let's talk about some Christmas stories.
Yeah.
Oh.
What's your favorite? So talk to me, Zoe. Yeah. Tell me about because you don't really celebrate Christmas.
No, not anymore. Not these days.
What happened?
What do you do?
Did you used to and now
I
you
used
don't?
To celebrate Christmas, and then my parents were like, we like Hanukkah better. And so that's kind of how that went down. They're like, we're not putting up a tree this year. And my memories when we did celebrate Christmas are really good. Okay. And I was sad to stop. And now I celebrate Christmas by
yourself
eating alone at a Waffle House.
I'm gonna drop presents by your door and knock and then run.
Oh,
now do you get catcalled at a Waffle House or just IHOP?
Both.
Really?
Both, yeah. Both. Yeah. Both.
You've really arrived. Then you know you've arrived. If you're getting
you know you've made it
at multiple breakfast.
Yeah,
establishments.
When you're getting catcalled at the big waffle chains.
All of them. Jeez. She's gonna get catcalled.
Yeah,
at
she
each.
Will.
So you sit by yourself on Christmas at Waffle House and you have. What's the breakfast of choice for the lonely?
This is actually really bumming me out, Abby.
Me? Oh. So I'm a Scrooge by nature.
Yes. What do you mean? You don't like Christmas?
No. So hear me out. I hate Christmas music.
Yes.
Oh, you don't like the music?
It grates up my being.
Do you enjoy Downtown Tip City?
No, see, that's for like, okay, so like the obvious.
The 6 months of Christmas music.
And that's my problem. Is
it's
the
6 weeks,
second,
not 6 months.
Yeah. The second a singular leaf turns even the slightest orange.
Yes.
Christmas.
Yes.
It's
Christmas.
Like, hello, it's not even October yet.
If I'm stepping out of my car in town, I park, I turn my rock music off, I step outside and I hear freaking Jingle Bells.
It's beginning to look a lot.
I start to my eyes start to go dial.
To go? Do they roll out of your head?
Yeah, I start losing it and I'm like, I gotta get out of here. And I walked into a Kohl's on November 1st. They were playing All I Want for Christmas Is You. Walked out.
Did you actually? You said you're not getting my business.
I don't need that negativity in my life.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't want to see a Christmas tree until there's snow on the ground.
I noticed this year, after they took down the July 4th stuff, they put the Christmas stuff right up. Yeah.
It was
July, and I'm like, what?
Yep.
It's the same with Target. You go
Diabolical.
In there, and the day after Halloween,
they say it's Christmas
it's
right
Christmas
now.
Stuff.
Hello, what about Thanksgiving? I'm trying to eat.
I love Thanksgiving as a holiday, actually.
I do, too.
Any holiday that like revolves around food and eating, I'm there.
Let's get fat tonight.
That's not a song.
it's the Thanksgiving theme song.
Is it?
Yes.
It's my theme song.
Is that by
Let's
Set
get
It Off?
Let's get fat tonight.
Oh, no,
and, no, let's keep going.
Oh, and
we're going to eat the
cry.
Turkey. That's how it goes.
Eat until you cry?
Yes.
What?
I do that occasionally.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
It's my turn for therapy.
Abby,
so
your
do
therapy.
You like, you don't like Christmas in general?
No,
or you don't
so
like Christmas music?
I don't like Christmas. I, you know, some of the like decorations, I kind of just want to stab them.
Mm.
In a very PG way.
I'm
with like
confused.
A with
so,
the knitting
like, needle.
Christmas, let's talk actually Christmas decorations, lights. Christmas lights.
Oh, yeah. The old ones are better.
What happened to the kind of like warm, like candy colored Christmas lights that you'd see in like the 80s. I don't know. You know what I'm talking about.
All those houses burned down.
Oh.
Because the light bulbs were so hot then when they went to buy new ones, they're like, we can't sell you these.
Oh.
They are 100. I used to burn my hands on them when I was a little kid.
Really?
Yeah, back in the day.
That's how I've been doing them. Okay, well, I was going to complain about the modern ones, which are all cool toned. They like hurt your eyes.
They do hurt your eyes. Yep. You can't look at them. The blue ones, really.
Yeah, they hurt. They make me like, and as someone, I've had a stigmatism thingy going on.
As someone who likes to stare at bright lights for long periods of time.
Oh, that explains
I just
lot.
Don't think that it's very, like, that's very inclusive.
You don't get out a lot?
I'm part moth. I'm just...
Are you not fully a moth? I see the way you lustfully look at lamps.
Yeah, I lust for lamps.
I don't know if you've ever been to Chaffee's coffee shop around town here.
Once or twice.
They have a little fridge behind the counter, and it has this blue light. Like a readout on them, and it hurts. Blue hurts my eyes.
Oh. There's a new ice machine, actually, and when you open the ice machine, it is that color.
The light comes out and stabs you right in the eye.
A little bit, yeah. I kind of feel like I'm gonna fall into the ice.
You know, the Kroger in Vandalia, there's a Premier Health thing next to them, and it has the same color. And when you try to look at it, for me, it looks all like. Blurry, shaky.
Yeah. It makes me, I'm like, am I going to pass out or is that just the lights? But yeah, no, that's something about Christmas that I'm not really.
Yeah.
What kind of lights do you like? You like the old school?
I do. I like the drippy lights. The drippy lights.
The drippy lights. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan, big fan of the drippy lights.
And you like the hot lights.
She's trying to eat them.
The hotter the better.
That's what that noise was. She likes to consume.
Crunch, crunch, crunch.
Things. They used to set trees on fire.
Because trees are evil and they fall on my car.
They do.
The trees work for the bourgeoisie.
You don't like trees at all.
No. I am not the Lorax.
So how is your home decorated now for Christmas? None?
I have a disco ball Christmas tree.
Oh, we did that.
And
I forgot.
We provided that.
I was going to not decorate at all for Christmas, but then I saw it in Marshall's and I've got disco balls hanging from my ceiling. Yep.
Like you do.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't?
She's got like 4 or 5, right?
I'm adding to the collection.
I love
them.
They're like what? Like 3 inches across? What?
They're like, they've got like a 6-inch diameter, I think. Yeah.
You know your inches.
Why am I going into detail?
I don't know.
I'm not going to ask about the diameter of the balls. This is not a bonus episode.
I want to talk about my tree. So I went to Marshall's.
Is it shaped like a tree?
Yeah, it's shaped like a Christmas tree.
How can it have giant spheres on it?
But it's silver, and it's got a tree. And like you would have like Christmas ornaments or whatever.
Yeah.
Instead, they're all like little silver disco balls. And I saw that, and I was like, I like that a lot. And I picked it up, and I was carrying it around the store for a little bit, and people were just kind of looking at me because it was the only thing I had. I had it cradled in my arms.
And then you left it.
And then I left it because I always psych myself out of buying things. And then I went home, and all I could think about was disco ball Christmas tree.
I did that yesterday. I was going to buy a new monitor for my computer, and I'm like, no. And I took it up to the front of the Walmart, and then I took it out of the cart.
See,
I set it on the ground. Well, I walked away.
The ground?
It was
on
sad.
The ground?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't take it back to the electronics department.
Rest in pepperonis to that.
Oh. That's something.
Don't shake your coffee at me.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize that the ice would be making such a sound.
That again? Can you do that again? Oh my God, that's great. I love that. It's like a commercial.
I'm sure. Oh yeah.
Yeah, it does sound
like
a commercial.
Not sponsored.
Yeah. Not sponsored.
Not sponsored
commercial.
By my weird concoction.
Well, I like Christmas.
Okay, speak.
Boom.
Okay,
there, we're done. That's it.
Oh, okay, so there's no defending. Just
I love
you
Christmas.
Like Christmas.
I think it's great. Okay. I like the music. I like the trees. I like the ornaments. I like all the colors.
There was a Christmas tree lighting.
Yes, last night.
How was it?
I was out of town. Did you go to the Christmas lighting?
I didn't go to the lighting, but I walked around. Mm-hmm. And
there was a parade, Christmas parade. Were you in that?
I missed that, no.
Oh, you should have been
in that. That was
yesterday? I walked up to a table where they were giving out free cookies.
I heard that.
And she stole a free cookie.
And you said...
And I stole a free cookie.
Yeah, she did.
Because anybody else taking one would perfectly fine. Me taking one, it's not allowed.
Did they give you a free cookie?
I took a free cookie.
Oh.
I got one of those Loft House cookies.
I love Loft House cookies. Crack cookies.
Do you know
are
what
the
I'm talking about?
I don't
those
know.
Those like
what a
little
loft
I don't even know.
You either hate them or you love them.
This is a crumble?
No.
No, it's
either hate them or you
Walmart,
love.
Which
Travis,
like the weird
pull up a picture
thing.
Of those Loft House cookies. They've got like pink frosting traditionally.
Oh, no, I know what that is.
And they've kind of got the texture of a soft stone.
What?
Wow.
Do you mean, why is that the first thing?
I'm going out right now to buy some.
I was
going to
say Play-Doh or something. You said soft stone.
Those sound so good.
Have you crunched on a couple of soft stones before?
No comment.
Asking for a friend.
No comment.
So they were giving these cookies out and you were not happy
with them? And I took
them.
No, I liked them a lot. Yeah, and then I saw the Grinch, but he had taken his hat off, so he had the body of the Grinch and the head of a man.
Are you sure you weren't the Grinch?
Were you ruined? Was the illusion broken?
As someone who always thought the Grinch was real and had him as kind of a personal hero,
that makes sense.
Was a little distraught.
Aren't you scared of Jim Carrey?
I am, yeah. I have a healthy fear of Jim Carrey.
I think we all do.
Yeah. No, I love him.
Did you go home and cry when you found out the truth about the Grinch?
Tears were shed.
Did you stay for the lighting?
I bumped into Santa at the bar. That was weird.
At the bar?
I asked him. I was like, do I still get presents if I celebrate Hanukkah?
What did he say? No?
He said no. No, he said yes.
Get out.
Yeah.
Get out right now.
We don't believe in you.
What do you do for Hanukkah? Speak on these
things. Oh, yeah. How does that work?
Menorah.
What? Okay.
Is this when you spin the dreidel? Is that the same thing?
I can spin a dreidel upside down.
Do you have a dreidel?
Not on me.
Oh.
Normally I do.
It would be the loudest part of this podcast. Yeah.
Normally I do. And I could demonstrate that I could spin a dreidel upside down, but I just want everyone to know that.
Oh. Right now, the loudest part of the podcast is your ice in your coffee.
I do. You decide. Yep.
Isn't that a nice sound?
We don't need sound effects.
It sounds kind of like ice trickling or something.
I'm a big fan of that sound.
We don't need sound effects in this because we have you and your coffee.
Clip that sound.
So how do you do the menorah?
Every night you light a candle.
Okay. For how long?
Until it burns out, and then
Eight crazy nights.
Eight.
They're not crazy. They're pretty chill. They're pretty laid back nights with my family. I think honestly, I'm going to be so real. I think they're just trying to save money, and Hanukkah was the cheaper.
Is it cheaper?
I mean, they don't have to buy a tree.
There's no gifts.
Oh. And they don't have to give us gifts.
Don't you get eight gifts for eight crazy nights?
Well, I mean, everybody does it differently.
Fake Hanukkah is what you're saying.
Well, my parents are like, instead of tangible gifts, we'll give you guys experiences. Fun experiences. And most of the time, the experience is putting everybody into a van and driving us around to look at other people's Christmas lights.
Wow. That is some kind of experience.
Happy holidays,
Happy
Zoe.
Holidays to me.
And let me check the price on that experience was zero.
Yeah.
A little bit of gas money.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I've got one contact in because I was late, running late. I put one contact in.
That's why you look the way you do today.
Do I look
weird? No, I'm just kidding. No, you don't. Not at all.
I can't tell.
I literally would not be
able
to tell.
I put one contact in. I said that. I can see to walk there. So I can see Abby really well. Greg, you're blurry.
That's why you've been winking at me. I was a little nervous.
Yeah, she keeps
winking
at me.
I've done that every podcast, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. So she's coming on to me. Okay.
Yes, but that's unrelated to Hanukkah. That is your gift for Hanukkah.
No. Rejected.
Rejected. Oh, whoops. Well,
just see myself out.
There's the door.
I can see it from here.
You know where the staircase is.
I'm throwing myself off it.
No, I'm a fan of Christmas. I like Christmas movies.
Okay.
I like
Hallmark movies, actually.
Food.
No.
I like sitting
Hallmark
down and making fun because they make me laugh so hard.
Some of them are not terrible.
Some of them are cute.
It's one of the worst acting I've ever
seen. Big city girl moves back to her small hometown where her high school lumberjack Christmas tree hot chocolate boyfriend... has been waiting.
Well, wait, doesn't she have to come back here to open the old hotel that was abandoned 20 years ago or something?
My grandma left me this Christmas hotel, and it's magic because when I built a snowman, he came to life. He was a horrible fiancé.
There's always some reason.
Sure I have a shirt under this.
Don't flash me, please.
I'm not paying for that. I'm looking away.
Nobody's paying for that.
Is this the bonus episode? Why are you taking off your shirt?
Nope. Couldn't pay me enough.
I've got a shirt under my shirt, guys.
Are you dressed?
Shoulders.
Okay, I can look
sorry.
Now.
Sorry, I flashed my shoulders on accident.
Oh, no.
I started unzipping, then I had a fear that I didn't have anything underneath.
Don't they teach you in homeschooling to wear an appropriate amount of clothing?
They teach you to wear...
Nope.
Yeah.
That's in Columbia, Missouri. That's different.
Well, we both went to Classical Conversations, which is crazy.
CC, Classical Conversations.
What is Classical
Conversations? In principio, erat verbum et verbum erat apud
teu. Don't stop.
don't. My brother.
Stop. Nope.
Is this Latin?
Yes, yeah, we learned Latin. And
oh my God, did you just summon something?
She did.
There's a demon in the hallway. Can I let him in?
No.
Oh, no, it's up in the corner. It's swimming around.
It's from Midsummer. That's it's from not Midsummer. Funny. What's that behind you?
You think you're so funny.
She's moving her microphone around in fear.
I don't like that.
There is a large number of naked men and women in the hallway out here.
Waiting for you.
Writhing around on the floor, waiting for you to become like the new, what was the name of the demon?
Paimon.
Paimon.
I haven't.
Hail Paimon.
Hail Paimon.
Payment, that's it. Yeah, payment.
Okay, that's nice.
Did you see Midsommar?
I have not.
She's not letting me.
Did you see Hereditary?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I was quoting.
I know. Okay. I know.
I like Christmas.
No.
Oh!
I'm just going to keep saying that.
That was a smooth transition.
I know. Hereditary is a good Christmas.
That's where the ad break will go, right there. Okay. Yes.
Bum.
So
I like Christmas movies, except for Hallmark, and I like the holiday.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Yeah.
It's a Wonderful Life.
What's yours, Zoe?
What's that one with Heat Miser and Snow Miser?
Oh, The Year Without a Santa Claus.
Yes!
That's a good one.
I don't think I've actually ever seen that one. Oh,
I'll put Heat Miser as the logo for this episode. I like that movie, too.
I like...
This is our new movie review show, where we just say if we like it or not.
I've never seen it, so...
It. You've never seen A Year Without a Santa Claus?
Don't stare at me like that. I get nervous.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
What's it called?
A Nightmare Before Christmas?
No. It's technically a Christmas movie.
It is, I know.
Travis,
don't say
Die Hard.
Don't say Die Hard.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone says Die Hard.
Die Hard is Die Hard. Die Hard's
Die Hard's a Christmas movie.
I've never seen Die Hard.
Okay, so what is it about you judging me?
I'm sorry. I do apologize.
You should.
Travis, pull up Die Hard and we'll watch it right now.
Right now.
You should make a list of the movies you haven't seen.
All right.
I should have something to write on, yeah.
No, that's okay. It'll take
Hang on,
forever.
I'll type.
Die Hard's a great movie.
It is. Christmas.
Okay, I'll watch it.
No, you won't.
No, I won't.
I watched Hot Rod.
So, yeah, and you loved it.
It wasn't Christmas, though.
Oh.
No.
It could be.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Because
you've only seen 8 movies in your entire life.
I know, yeah.
You were
there's got to be a Christmas one in there somewhere.
I'm sure there was one in there. You've seen Hallmark Christmas movies.
Do you like Elf? I feel like you're an Elf guy.
I watched Elf for the first time once with Rachel, and it was okay.
I don't know.
I didn't.
People hype it up a lot.
It was overrated, and honestly, I found it kind of annoying.
You know what I don't like? This is going to be controversial. I don't like A Christmas Story.
I don't like A Christmas Story
it's
either.
Okay.
Dumb. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Yeah, thanks.
It's a funny movie. I've got good memories associated with it when I watched it when I was younger, but like...
I've never liked that movie. It's been popular my whole life. Don't care.
The leg lamp is funny.
It's not. Not at all.
I'm sorry.
Nope.
Okay.
Silly.
Oh,
what
okay.
about Christmas
well,
Vacation?
Take a sip of the Tears of a Wizard
Can
and
I
come
actually?
Back to me.
Yeah,
is that Zima? It looks like Zima.
I don't know. It's just fresh tears from a wizard.
Scrumdiddlyumptious.
How did you drink that with only one contact? You have no depth perception. How did you know when it was getting close?
I don't either, because I just threw the...
Used hearing. I used my sense of hearing.
Your bat hearing.
To hear what it was.
I thought Elf was popular with your generation.
It is.
Yeah.
And I don't
I was
like
homeschooled
that.
And I wasn't allowed to watch it.
I don't think it's funny. But
I'm
going
to look
a lot
up
of
popular
people,
Christmas movies.
Your generation defend that movie as like the best Christmas movie
If you watched it when you were younger, you've got good memories with it.
Like when it came
but
out?
But I didn't watch it when I was younger.
Well, you weren't allowed.
I wasn't allowed.
Are there any Hanukkah movies?
Oh my gosh.
Is there Hanukkah movies?
Well, there's this movie coming out that... Oh, my favorite Christmas movie. It's the Polar Express.
Nope.
I'm sorry that I... Yes.
Nope.
Hot chocolate. Here we've only got one rule. Never, ever let it cool.
Every time I'm trying to drink, you're like staring into my soul and laughing, and I'm going to snort the tears of a wizard out of my nose.
I'm sorry.
Is Polar Express the one with all the creepy looking animated people that look like people but don't really actually look like people?
I love Polar Express. I love the creepy ex-convict
elves. Hit the table more. Do it. Do you like it?
Do it.
I love it, and it's the best.
I love it, and it's the best.
And Tom Hanks is like every character.
Is he really?
Yes.
Does he play every
he
person?
He plays the conductor.
Oh, my
He plays
goodness.
The little kid. His voice is pitched
she
up. Not a lot of people know that. He
I
plays
didn't know that.
Santa.
This is why people come to this podcast,
he plays,
for the trivia.
He plays the dad. He plays the hippie. No, the
is the hippie in that movie?
No, what the vet.
I have one question.
You're on a clock.
The guy on the hobo. That there we go.
Who plays the train?
The train is actually played by Jeff Goldblum. Not a lot of people know that.
Sips on coffee confidently.
Not a lot of people know that.
I don't like that movie.
It's kind of buns.
Okay, fight me.
No, that's all right. I can't hardly see you, so. Oh, no,
I don't
wait.
Think you guys could see each other.
I can't see you. You can't
Greg
see
can't
me.
See me.
I can't see this. You can't see me. It's fine.
Are your eyes still
are
dilated?
Are we at least recording?
We are.
Oh.
I keep checking.
Good.
I keep checking. Because
think about that late at night.
Mm-hmm. I do, too.
I'm like, are we recording?
Are we what?
We recorded cold sweat. A great episode once, and then it turns out
it went into
Greg
the air.
Forgot to hit record.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's how I remember it.
Throw me under the bus.
Throw me under that bus.
Throw you under the train, Polar Express, to be specific.
What was else was on your list of top movies?
Oh, what other ones? Well, I wanted to...
Why do you have two phones?
That's Abby's phone.
Fine.
She threw it at me earlier.
Yeah,
it
I
bounced
did.
Off. Okay.
Yep.
Top five Christmas movies. Go.
Okay. Oh. Can we talk about how the live action Grinch is one of the scariest things ever?
Never seen it.
Okay.
I like it.
Jim Carrey.
Kind of like it. I like Jim Carrey though.
I saw he's in the new Sonic movie. I'm like, really?
Yeah, he's kind of pretty.
Why is Love Actually on the list?
That's a Christmas movie.
Is it?
Is it?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Not a fan.
Not a fan. I haven't. Yeah.
I love The Polar Express.
We've
Home
gathered.
Alone.
Home Alone. Nah.
A Charlie Brown Christmas is my second favorite.
That's a good one. With the little tree.
I didn't watch Charlie Brown.
So you haven't seen any of these?
Not Christmas. Okay. My mom likes Hallmark movies specifically.
Were you not allowed to watch Christmas movies when
no,
you were growing up?
No. So just my mom loves Hallmark movies.
Were they banned?
No. Thankfully.
Okay.
I just I don't know. I watched Transformers as a kid.
That's not a Christmas movie.
It could be.
Any others, Zoe, before we wrap this up?
Have you guys ever seen Jack Frost? The one
is
where
it a horror movie?
No, the one where the dad dies and he reincarnates as a snowman.
They're really running out of ideas for Christmas movies.
That
aren't
was
they?
Back in 1998, and I remember a little. And Snowman was played by Michael Keaton, and I remember a little bit of it, and I remember being scared. And
what's the one where the guy dies and he comes back as a Christmas tree? Oh, wait.
That
they
one
haven't
too.
Made that one yet.
Well, no, there is one.
Is there one? I'm making that up.
I was watching... I was watching a review with my boyfriend, the blonde one.
Oh, yes. Which one is that? Not the redhead one, but the
blonde
one.
Dirty blonde or...
Are you talking about yourself?
Or the other blonde.
Dirty blonde.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we were watching. It's like an actual thing. It's like rated R. And the animation is horrible.
And he comes back as a tree.
And we should all watch it. It's...
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it Hatchet Man or something like that?
No, but he like kills people.
Sure.
That's fun.
As a tree. Yeah.
I was watching
Spirit of Christmas.
Spirit of Christmas.
No,
is that
I don't
new?
Know the name. Or... I don't know the name of the name.
It's a horror movie. Don't watch it. You won't like it.
Ooh. I've liked the horror movies Abby showed me, but I watched a trailer for this Christmas movie that's coming out soon.
Red One. Oh God.
No, it's not
so
Red One.
Bad.
It's called Hot Frosty, and it's starring the girl who was one of the mean girls.
Okay, which one?
Lacey Chabert.
Okay,
she was okay.
Yep.
She has acted in a lot of Hallmark movies, but this one
she has.
This one. It was particularly, I'm going to read you the
synopsis. Okay.
When Widow Kathy magically brings a snowman to life, his innocence helps heal her heart. And the trailer was absolutely the worst thing I've ever seen.
Okay, we all have to watch this.
So the snowman like looks like an actual chiseled guy. And then he comes
is he
to
hot?
Life.
Is he hot?
I don't think he's hot.
I don't like chiseled guys, though.
Yeah.
Hot take.
Chiseled guys
nasty.
Are overrated.
Would you buy a she touch pass if he was around?
Remember Krampus, dude?
She was
going for Krampus.
She was there all day long.
She's drinking. Yeah, she's nervous.
I don't think I've ever
pumpkin
shot
face.
My shot that hard and still failed so miserably.
Oh, yeah, he was absolutely ignoring
but
you.
But he showed up
he was,
later at the IHOP.
Because he could tell.
I wish I was getting ignored.
He knew the evil intentions behind my eyes.
I really wish
Krampus.
I was being ignored.
He was staying far away. He was like on stilts, though. He was like 7 feet tall. Yeah, and I was like...
Not in real life.
Throw me into
All right, so now we know what Zoe asked for Christmas.
Krampus. Yeah.
Krampus, the 7 foot
tall man. You know that scene of the snowman?
The 7 foot tall boyfriend.
I'm going
to
cut that out.
Yeah, no. Leave that in. That's the best part of the show.
That's what I call comedy gold.
Nope.
All right, what else we got for Christmas? We don't like it,
tears.
But I do.
I cry every Christmas.
I'm looking forward to it. No. My kids look forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be awesome.
Hmm. My boyfriend, the blonde one.
Which one?
He's got the hair and he's got the face. Hair. You know,
the one with the face.
He looks like Krampus.
Yeah, that's the one.
No, not even close.
No, not even close.
No, okay. I'm taller than your boyfriend.
That is true.
I don't know.
You are long and lean. You are long and lean.
Oh. Long and lean. That's my favorite cut of meat, right?
Oh, hello.
You're welcome.
And you go to IHOP when you want a boost of your confidence. I understand.
Oh, yeah, but my boyfriend,
I live
Harry,
a miserable life.
Yeah.
You got a new car, and you have a new phone.
That's true. Both those things are true.
Don't complain.
Oh, boy.
With an awesome case.
Yeah. Are you going to have a good Christmas? I will adopt you for Christmas.
Are you gonna have a good Christmas? I don't know yet.
Christmas. Do you want gifts for Christmas?
I already ordered her something.
People want to send stuff in. I did too.
I already ordered her something. I need to know your likes more. I'm just gonna stare at you.
I did, and I almost bought both of you something for Christmas yesterday, and then I said, "Oh wait, no, they don't like Christmas."
So I bought Zoe something. I'm getting you something.
You like gifts? Thanks.
Oh, it's already getting sent.
I'm getting you something.
I need an excuse to buy you a gift. I can't just buy you a gift.
I think you can.
Like a weirdo.
Anyone who's listening to the podcast, don't wait for a holiday to give me a gift.
Well, okay, there you go. That's good.
Zoe wants money.
She wants a Waffle House gift card. Don't downplay it.
Yay! Yeah.
You know that's what she wants. $25 so she can sit by herself on Christmas Day. You know, is it open that day?
Probably.
What? Yeah.
Bless you.
I'm dying. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's cold season, everybody.
It is.
Yes.
It's Christmas music playing outside season.
Boo.
All right. Well, I guess that's the end of
how long have we been talking?
Christmas episode.
I feel like I could talk longer. I could talk about Rudolph. I could talk about Frosty.
Do you have a thing for Rudolph, too?
I don't have a thing for Rudolph.
We've talked way too long. This episode's way over.
What is it, 20 minutes?
28.
Ah. Oh.
Time flies. Shut up.
Okay. Talk about Rudolph, and then we're going to wrap things up.
Okay.
All ears on you.
Do you like Rudolph?
Here's the thing about Rudolph. It's kind of a messed up story.
It is. Yeah.
It's very messed up because he's got this thing that's basically hide your differences. Your differences will be punished unless they're exploitable.
Amen. Story of my life.
Unless your differences are exploitable, you will be punished by society for being different. And that's the real... That's the real moral of Rudolph.
That speaks to me.
Yeah.
As a fellow Rudolph.
Ever seen the first half of that show? Because that's the beginning of the story. And then his gift becomes incredibly important.
Yes. Important. They
and
exploited
saves
him.
Saves people.
First of all.
Uh-oh. You know what's getting real.
He's been bullied his whole life.
That is true. And he rose above it and became a better person for it.
No, Santa was like, hey, I think I could use you for something. And
you're finally usable.
And you're finally usable. And then everyone's like, oh, Santa likes this guy. We got to stop making fun of him.
That's true. He stepped in and helped him out.
And then it's like, Rudolph, you'll go down in history. Okay. That doesn't get rid of, like... They taunted this poor reindeer.
And everybody else is going to hell.
In the movie, his parents are like disowning him. Am I remembering this right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You've only ever seen the first half.
Well, okay.
I think I shouldn't taunt you anymore.
Why?
Because I think you're taking it personally, and I don't want to do that.
What? No, I've never taken anything personally in my life.
Well, it sounds like you've gleaned some very big and important life lessons from Rudolph.
From Rudolph, yeah, I have. And
don't trust the big man in red, am I right?
Don't stand out, and don't use your gifts. Is that what you're saying?
Nope.
Hide it under black coal.
If you're
he covers it up and puts black coal on it to make it look like a regular nose.
Which
I always wonder how he did that because he's using a hoof. How's he get that on there?
That's what I call movie magic.
He has a prehensile hoof.
That word you know.
That's a Scrabble word.
Wow.
That is the Scrabble word of the day.
I think I'm done talking.
Good. No, just kidding.
I feel like Rudolph.
I feel like
you're using your gifts to save the world, and yeah, I love it.
Rhythm with the tism, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're saying.
Rhythm with the tism.
Do I? Is this about Riz? Have you brought it back around to Riz?
Do you know what Riz means?
I do.
Do you know what tiz means? Tism?
I don't.
Autism.
Is that a kind of
rhythm with the tism? You got a touch of the tism. Autism.
Oh, it's a is it short for autism?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you looked at this guy and never thought that she might be autism? I might be autism.
What am I, the poster child?
You mean you define the whole concept of it?
Yes.
Now I'm really done talking.
No.
Because I said I was done talking and then 30 seconds later I'm being called the poster child of autism.
Roll the credits.
All right. Well, thank
Travis,
you, everybody.
Roll the credits.
For joining us on today's episode of, what's this show called again? Village Idiots.
That's and us.
This is our podcast. And now it's on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Amazon Podcast. Where else is it?
We should do it on YouTube.
Coming soon to YouTube?
Question mark.
If
y'all are good,
mark.
Maybe for Christmas.
Maybe for Christmas, he wondered.
And some bonus behind the scenes footage.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We also are taking donations.
Please send us money. We're dying on the streets.
Zoe needs Hanukkah money. Hanukkah money. I pronounced it like Hanukkah.
Hanukkah money.
You need Hanukkah money to buy more trees that are decorated
with. Help this poor child not just drive around neighborhoods.
Abby, what do you need money for this year? So people
getting
know.
More gifts for the small children.
Oh.
I donate all the money that I get from this podcast to the homeless.
Oh, really?
No.
Are we the homeless in question?
We are the homeless in question.
And we are planning on starting to doing some like bonus episodes. I'm not sure how that's going to work.
Bonus.
We recorded one that's saved somewhere that we need to put on.
Do we have one?
It's the actual moment of the invention of the title of the show.
Oh, we posted that, yeah.
And I love it, but it's not posted
anywhere.
You know,
and we cut out the first part of that clip, which was my favorite part, where you're talking to the mic while I'm talking separately to Abby, helping her get her stuff set up, and you go, Zoe's the tech person on this show.
That
we're
is,
effed.
We are.
And
I,
when I listened
trouble.
Back to that, and I heard that, because I didn't catch it the first time, I was like, oh, my feelings are hurt. No,
it is
kidding.
Funny.
It is funny.
If
I laughed.
Think about it,
I physically
funny.
Guffawed on the floor, actually.
Guffawed on the floor. Okay, that's a new thing. I haven't heard of that. You
Look
made her
up.
Set her coffee
that
down
was
quickly.
My
all the kids are saying. All the kids are saying guffaw on the floor.
Okay. This is another new thing I'm move. Learning. I get to learn all kinds of new stuff about the youth of today, and it just makes me sad.
You should be sad.
It makes you sad the more you learn.
The more I learn.
The more you learn, the more you cry.
The more
right?
you learn, the more you cry.
There
All
you
right.
Go.
Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us.
Woo!
And this episode will be released at some point.
Yeah, some point.
Hopefully before Christmas. So
maybe, if I can get it together. Yes, cheer.
It just stops. Why does it just stop?
Do you like that the second that you started, like...
No, I didn't like that at all.
Embracing the laughter and then clapping and cheering. They're like, actually,
I feel cheated. Next episode, we're doing a deep dive into the Polar Express.
Absolutely not.
You've seen
it'll last
that. You ain't
seconds.
Paying me enough.
Okay.
Right?
It'll last 8 seconds.
Yeah.
This
Tell me something
sucks.
Good
Thank
about
you.
Polar Express.
Huh?
This is the bonus episode. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Sure.